Welcome back to Patriots This Week here inside the luxurious Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And Wiggy, you're filling that chair out quite nicely. All right, rants and raves. Something that and if you listen to the broadcast, I really get into and rant. I cannot stand when the flow of the game is broken up. The officials, points of emphasis, illegal contact, hands to the face. Matt, you were down on the sidelines. Start with you here. Dean Blandino, and you and I have been in production meetings where he said, you know what? And the league issued a statement that they're going to continue to call things the way they did in the preseason. Do you believe that?
Liars.
Liars. I agree. Liars. But it did get better through weeks 3 and 4.
Exactly.
Didn't it?
No, but okay. Think about it. We did game 4 as well. Yeah. It was a normal game, more or less.
It just felt like it settled.
That was football. I mean, okay, here's the point. And here's why you should be mad if you're a fan. They wasted your time. They wasted your money. It's sort of a because I told you so kind of moment. And, you know, it was more about sort of this idea of this rules fetish as opposed to entertaining the fans and getting your money's worth for these preseason games that don't count. It wasn't about the fans.
Right.
It wasn't about the players playing the game. It was about some book we wrote.
Yeah.
And that's why I think fans should be upset. But you know what? Once a regular season starts, there's no way they do that. I just don't buy that they would be that ignorant.
Yeah, I think they went overboard, especially in the first 2 weeks of the preseason. Especially going, I mean, every play, it seemed like every single play watching those games, there was a flag on the play, and the hands to the face was absolutely ridiculous. Hands to the face.
Exactly.
As soon as before,
but any normal football movement is up and through.
Exactly.
Whether it's to get your hand on the pads, the outside, and you always hit the helmet or the face.
When I played, it was
now you can't do it.
When I played, when you got your hand on the face mask, you had to now get it off there.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity to get it off there.
At least let you make the contact.
If you had a little contact. Then fine, but now you have to get it off. In the preseason, it was like what Matt said. As soon as it grazed the face mask, boom, flag was coming out.
Here's the thing. We have safety rules for a reason because you're trying to prevent something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with them. But what is prevented by not touching a face mask? I mean, seriously, like what is it that we're preventing from happening? Was there some sort of...
I think they're worried about the Deacon Jones head slap.
Yeah. But was there a lot of facial breaks last year?
Know.
Or, you know, what was it? I mean, you know, cauliflower ear? I mean, what was going around the NFL that
maybe
they
a
felt
lot of sore necks. Maybe a lot of increased bills they had to pay to chiropractors.
That's the point. Why stop the pace of play?
Yep.
Why ruin the fan experience for something that wasn't a problem?
All right, guys, coming up next, the team with the best fight song in the National Football League. That's right. Talk about those awful Miami Dolphins and a terrible fight song.
Miami Dolphins, number one.